When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What I really liked best about the Epic Intensive was getting reacquainted with the tools that Matt uses, in particular the Daily Success Sheet. I think the Daily Success Sheet basically equals freedom. If you can do that, then, and if you're persistent in anything you do, you're going to reach the goals that you want to reach. I would recommend the Epic Intensive to someone who's looking to make their own path in life, who wants to own and hold real estate, not just flip it, who has an understanding of how wealth is built, and would really like to connect with somebody who could get them there faster.
Hey, Rockstar, Matt here. Thanks for listening. I got a really good show for you today, but what you're going to discover right now is a quick walkthrough on how to buy more discounted real estate through the power of a really good automated lead machine. There are a bunch of benefits to buying discounted real estate this way. First, you're going to identify the right property owners with the right motivation. Second, you'll stir up an intense curiosity for those property owners. And third, they'll be triggered to act and voluntarily reach out to you, like almost an impulsive reflex. A really good automated lead machine doesn't have to be high-tech, doesn't have to be expensive. In fact, some of the best performing automated lead machines hardly cost anything to run at all. When you come to the Epic Intensive, you're going to notice that I focus on three levers of great automated lead machines: find, control, and profit. As you can imagine, if you learn how to create a really good automated lead machine, you can probably buy and sell a lot of discounted real estate. And speaking of a really, really, really good automated lead machine, I want to invite you to a special event coming up. It's the Epic Intensive Lead Machine Workshop. It's July 18th through the 20th. And at this workshop, it's a three-day live event in Manhattan Beach, California, where together we'll build your own automated lead machine, reveal the art of how to influence sellers and win deals, and pull back the curtain on creative deal structuring so you can maximize the ROI with every opportunity that crosses your desk. You'll learn the lead machine building blocks to attract better leads, the language patterns to get more sellers to accept your offers, and how to creatively finance without using your money or your credit. You can register for the Epic Intensive Lead Machine Workshop today for a small, fully refundable seat deposit. But it's really worth 100 payments of that seat deposit. Here's why. First, you'll walk away with your very own automated lead machine that you'll be able to bring back to your market and put to work. This is going to remove the limits to the money that you can make in real estate. And you'll leave with a customized Escape the Rat Race game plan that will show you how to put that money that you make to work so that it works harder for you than you did for it. And seating, it's limited. I don't have to say that. It is. We sell out every time, and this is going to be the last lead machine workshop that we do before we change it up for next year. So go to epicintensive.com to reserve your seat. And if you don't absolutely love the Epic Intensive, your seat deposit will be completely refunded right there on the spot, and you can keep all five of the bonuses that we'll be handing out at the door. How's that for fair? But remember, this is the last lead machine workshop, July 18th through the 20th, and seating is limited. So again, go to epicintensive.com, reserve your seat, and I'll see you there. Today, we're going to talk about your real estate investing. And the main thing we're going to focus on is what to do when you feel like giving up.
It's Terrio Media.
What do you do when you feel like giving up? Because we've all been there. And there's the two different types of people in the world are those that don't give up and those that do. So what do you do when you feel like it? Before we get started, if you have yet to get your first deal or it's been a while since you got your last deal, then you might like to check out this group that I'm working with. It's a little pet project of mine. Head over to freerealestateinvestingcourse.com and take a look. If you like what you see, maybe you'll want to join us. And if not, that's fine too, but go take a look. If you've been looking to get some support on getting that first deal or getting that next deal done and just get kind of back into momentum, go over to Free Real Estate Investing Course, take a look. And if you like it, then we'd love to have you. So when it comes to succeeding in real estate, we all know that we need to be consistent, right? We hear that all the time. Consistency wins. You got to be consistent with the right activities specifically. And inside of real estate, it's consistency with the money-making activities. But a huge thing that holds people back is, or ultimately causes them to quit way too early, is unrealistic expectations. Unrealistic expectations. And I get it all the time because people are really worried about their efforts aren't going to work, or they're following the wrong advice, or they're not good enough, or they frequently, what happens is people compare themselves to others and they see what other people's are producing and it makes them feel even worse. And it kind of just takes on this downward spiral and it's really tough to pull yourself out. And it makes sense. But here's the thing, real estate, like anything else that's worthwhile, that's worth pursuing, it's going to take effort, especially in the beginning when it's all brand new to you. And I think logically, most people understand that. What gets in the way is the emotional reality, I guess, right? Most people recognize that in the beginning, it's why they got started in the first place, that logically, this is all going to pay off. And if I stick to it, I'm going to get all the rewards and the promises that real estate promises, right? And it's usually themselves and that gets in the way. And here's what I mean. So we have this thing that we're all going to go through, particularly when we learn something new. And sometimes you're going to go through it a couple times before it really clicks, but we call it the emotional roller coaster. And it looks kind of like that. And there's 4 points on this roller coaster where important decisions are going to have to be made. And there's one decision there. There's another decision there. There's one that happens here. And then there's another one over here. These 4 points that we're going to experience. So this first point right here, this is what we call, I'm going to abbreviate here, uninformed optimism. Uninformed optimism. This is the moment where you decide to go pursue whatever it is you're going to pursue. And in this case, we're talking about real estate investing. This is where you're really excited and you're all gung-ho about it and you're ready to go forth. And you may sign up for that program or you attach yourself to a coach or you read a good article, you watched a YouTube video, you listened to a podcast, and you're just like, boom, I'm going to go do this. This sounds great. I don't like so much what I got going on right now, so I'm going to go pursue this. So that's what we call uninformed optimism. Then you start taking action and you're getting engaged and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And you hit this second point right here where we call informed pessimism. Right? You signed up for it and you started doing the work and it hasn't quite panned out the way that you thought it would. This is still early in the game though, and you know why you're doing this and you're not ready to give up. You still see the evidence all around you. You know you just need to try it a little bit more. So you push through and then you reach this point right here. And this is the real low point where this critical decision of giving up or not to happens. And we call this uninformed pessimism. Uninformed pessimism. And it's this point, this crisis point, where you can decide to persevere or what most people do is where they crash and burn and they give up. But little that do people know that when they give up and they say, I'm going to go try something else, they don't realize that this emotional roller coaster awaits them over there too. Anytime you're learning something new, you're going to have to go through this. So this moment right here, you get to decide, do I want to go hop on a new emotional roller coaster with a new venture or a new idea? Or since I'm halfway through this one, do I want to push through and persevere? And for those that do, they reach this finally up here, the moment where it all starts to really click and starts to make sense, what we call informed optimism. So those are the 4 points where important decisions have to be made. But understand, this isn't real. This is just what's going on in your head. It's completely emotional. It's what your brain is doing to you. Let me show you what's actually happening. Here's the reality. Reality is this, this green line right here. And green line represents your skill. And the 2 points of irony that you want to notice here are this point right here, irony point number one. When you are your most optimistic, right here in the beginning, you'll recognize it's where your skill level is at its lowest. This is when you're most excited, you're most ambitious, you're most optimistic, you're looking forward to the future, and it's when your skill level is the lowest. And you'll recognize right here, irony point number two, when you are at your emotional lowest, when you're at that moment where you feel like giving up, you feel like quitting, it's where your skill level is at its highest. So understand that this right here, your brain is going to do this to you. But what's really happening is this moment right here. This is real. This is imagined. This is your reality. Got a really interesting story that just happened last night. I work with a group helping them get their first or their next deal. It's been a while since they got it. And by the way, if you're still looking to get your first deal or get that next deal and get back into momentum, get that breakthrough into momentum, you might like the free course I put together where I'm supporting people in this manner. If that sounds good, you can go check out freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. So this story, it's actually about an individual who's in this course. Name's Devin, and it took him a minute. It took him a while once he got involved and started to participate before he really got that first deal. And we were on our support call last night. We start the call with sharing your wins, right? So everybody shares their wins. So Devin, he's been in the course for a while. He's graduated to the Epic Pro Academy. He's taken on a little some more advanced strategies in generating leads and converting those leads to contracts. And so he's kind of participating. He's got one foot in the free course and one foot in the Epic Pro Academy. And now he's doing really well. His wins were, I've got three deals under contract, and he was about to get a fourth today. The next step in this process of the structure is like, what's the biggest lesson that you got from your wins? And his lesson was persistence. It took me 4 months to get my first deal, but I was persistent, and now I've got four today. He had three under contract, and then, so there's Devin, right? So, hard time. Three properties under contract from his Google participation. All right. So from his ads. So he's done really well. That lesson, when I asked him on that call, he said it was all about persistence. And it took him 4 months to get that first deal. And now he's got three. And so if you feel like quitting, let me give you a few things you can do. You now know what your brain is going through and you know it's real. And then you know persistence is the right thing. But sometimes that's not enough, just being aware of that. So here's three things that you can do. Number one, remember why you got started in the first place. It's really important, okay? And once you've identified why, this is why I did this in the first place. This is what I was hoping to get out of it. This is what I need out of it. Second thing is, I want you to finish this sentence. I'm about to give up on all of my hopes and dreams because fill in the blank. And if the reason that you complete that sentence with isn't good enough, then it's simple. You just got to keep going, right? And the third thing is to ask for help. The people that have the most success in our program are those that are first, quick to implement, second, quick to ask for help, and third, they're quick to share their wins. And Devin has checked all of those boxes, and that's why he's getting what he's getting. So there was a Facebook post by a really good friend of mine. He posted this week, and it was all about asking for help, and there's actually a system behind it. And a lot of people, when they ask for help, they don't really know what they're asking for, and they don't know how to ask, so it actually makes a difference. He typed, we all fall down at some point, and then what? Well, the most successful people I know do three things that others don't. One, they ask for help sooner and far more often, usually way before they really need it. Two, they ask the right people, folks with valuable experience, not the person closest to them. And number three, this is what I found most impactful, is they have a system for asking for help. And this allows them to quickly harvest wisdom and experience quickly. So his system for asking for help. So number one, he has this little diagram, this little box. Looks like this. And up at the top, he starts with my challenge, I'll abbreviate, is, and he types in what his actual challenge is. All right. The next box down, it's how this is affecting me. So he types in, or he writes in how it's affecting him. Then this is where a lot of people start to break down here, where they lose impact, they miss these points. A lot of people really understand what their challenge is. They know how it's affecting them. It's why it's a challenge, and it's, you know, it's impacting their life in some way. But you got to get to my specific question is, you got to get a really specific question. And this is the fourth box that I found really interesting. He types in what I've tried, and to come up with 2 to 4 bullet points in there. And he does that little exercise before he goes out and seeks help at any time. And that's his system for getting help. And it's going to make a real impact because now he's really clear on what his challenge is. He knows how it's impacting him, and he knows why he has to get help. And then he has a specific question. And I think right here, because I recognize something that I'm dealing with or been dealing with for about a month. And what I've tried, like when I went to go and fill this out, I recognized that I haven't tried that much. And it opened up a whole new world of possibility for me because then I started, well, I could try this, this, and this. And now all of a sudden, I almost became my own coach and answered my own question. So take this with you. Use this. It's valuable. If there's something that you're dealing with, that can make a huge difference. And you might even be able to coach yourself and you won't even have to go and seek that help. But at the very least, you have a system. So when you do seek help, you're going to get a real result. All righty. So that's what I got for you today. When you feel like quitting, there's some real practical action steps you can take. And then congratulations to Devin. I'm really proud of you, bud. You're persevering and you're getting everything out of real estate that real estate promises just because you are being consistent with the right activities and you're being persistent and you're being a really big point of evidence for those that are right there along in that journey with you. And so if you'd like to join that journey with Devin and jump in with us, then go check out free real estate investing course. Might be something there for you. If not, that's fine too. But if you're looking for that, might be. All righty. I'll see you next time. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.